Wrong one. Go.
Okay. Good morning. WTOW News Time is 7:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man originally charged with capital murder is going to prison for aggravated robbery. 40-year-old Eugene Jenkins was one of two men involved in killing 18-year-old Raymond Cavazos nearly 2 years ago. Cavazos was shot in the head and robbed of his drugs, gun, and money. Jenkins entered a plea agreement where he will serve 30 years in prison. Co-defendant Clifton Montgomery of College Station was sentenced to life after he was convicted by a jury in August for the capital murder. The shooting took place while the victim's girlfriend hid in a closet and her three children were in a bedroom. Three former employees of the Hollister store in College Station have been arrested for stealing nearly $7,000 of items earlier this year. Police arrested a former manager, 24-year-old Lauren Camp of Bryan, along with 21-year-old Zachary Aldridge and 20-year-old Derek Mudd of College Station. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says they were contacted by Hollister's regional loss prevention manager after they received an anonymous tip.
They were upset at the employer for something that they perceived that they should have done, but the employer did not. And so this was as a form of revenge to get back at them.
Flieger says about $4,000 of merchandise stolen between April and August was returned. In an unrelated case, a Rockdale man is accused of assaulting a College Station police officer after breaking into a woman's apartment. The victim locked herself in a closet and called 911 to report her front door had been torn off its hinges and a man she didn't know was sitting in her living room. 18-year-old Jacob Heckman is accused of attempting to attack the policeman and scratching the arms of one of the officers so badly that it continued to bleed for more than 20 minutes. One of the two vacancies in this year's College Station School Board race is contested. At the recent candidates forum, all three candidates were asked whether school discipline should be done by school staff or turned over to the courts. John Fedora says at a certain point, the courts will have to become involved.
It just depends on what level you're talking about. I think you handle it within the school district. I think the parents also have a big part to do with it. So we need to get the involvement of the parents into the system and have them actually try to handle it.
Ben Roper says it should be a combined effort.
If it's an extremely serious crime, assault, those kind of things, then absolutely the law enforcement community is going to have to be brought in and involved in that. Unfortunately, not all kids come from an ideal background where they get that at home. So the schools are having to take on a greater role.
Michael Wesson says it's a balance of a number of factors.
I do believe that most discipline issues can be handled by school staff, but obviously it's a broad question. So when things get to be obviously out of control, then that we need to bring people in.
You can hear all the comments from those participating in the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. December 1st starts regulations in College Station on the operation of pedal-pushing cabbies. Councilman Jess Fields, participating in his last regular meeting, led a unanimous council on dropping two requirements in the police department's proposal. Then, to Mayor Nancy Berry's surprise, Fields voted against the modified regulations without any explanation.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
No.
I oppose the overall deal. I'm glad to get it amended. It's better than it was.
I am so glad, Mr. Fields, that you are consistent to your last council meeting.
Operators of pedicabs won't be required to return lost property left behind by riders, and there's no cap on how much can be charged. Regulations apply citywide but are targeted in the Northgate District. And in July of last year, Union Pacific Railroad announced plans for a $200 million railroad in Mumford. Rail yard in Mumford. Landowners opposed to the project are now seeking relief from a federal agency. Kathleen Hubbard with the Brazos River Bottom Alliance says they have filed a petition with the Surface Transportation Board to do a comprehensive review.
So part of this approval process would be an environmental review because of the dangers that we believe, you know, the project poses to the Brazos River and the Brazos Alluvium Water Aquifer, the residents in Mumford, you know, including the 500 students who attend Mumford School, because this facility would be within a quarter of a mile of the facility.
UP spokesman Mark Davis says they have not seen the paperwork and they continue to be in the infancy of the planning stages.
Once you announce a project, then you get a little bit more idea and begin to get more detailed as far as what's going to occur to bring the project to fruition. So there's a lot of studying that needs to be done.
Hubbard says the Alliance, a group of about 50 landowners, farmers, small business owners, and residents, says there are more suitable sites instead of taking their highly productive cropland. Hubbard says the STB is the only regulatory agency on the state or federal levels that can assist them. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor of Bryan. I'm running for re-election, and I'd appreciate your vote. As is typical in campaigns, my opponent is misrepresenting the city's finances. He'd like you to believe that we're in the same mess as Washington. Nothing could be further from the truth. We've lowered the tax rate 2 years in a row. We've decreased, yes, decreased the city's day-to-day operating budget. You and I will both have to listen to more half-truths and distortions in this campaign before it's over. I'd appreciate your support.
Paid for by the Jason Byinski campaign.
It's a big year for Aggie football. Show your Aggie spirit with the ultimate tailgate setup from Party Time Rentals. Being one of the largest rental companies in the area, Party Time has a tailgate specialist to assist you with everything you need for the perfect tailgate, large or small. Tent rentals, fabric liners and flooring, tables, chairs, bars and bar stools, bistro tables, even lounge furniture. Click PartyTimeRentals.com and let your Aggie tailgate fun begin. Also like us on Facebook.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Plus, qualified buyers can trade up with $500 trade assistance bonus cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
Aggieland Fitness Dome General Manager Jill Handy.
Everybody knows Aggieland Fitness Dome looks a little bit different than the average building, and we're different by design. The service is different. The classes are different. We make you feel at home. It's really hard to describe the dome because it's not just a building. It's the whole vibe. I have people tell me all the time, yeah, there's just nothing else like this. And it's true. There's just nothing else like the dome.
Visit Aggieland Fitness Dome in South College Station. Call 690-3663 or click AggielandFitness.com.
Thank you for tuning in to another thrilling episode of Worst Fest 101. It's almost time for everybody's favorite 10-day salute to sausage, so pay attention. The polka dance originated in Bohemia around 1834. That's just a few short years older than New Braunfels, and I think they make a perfect match. Put on your dancing shoes and come see for yourself. This year's Worst Fest runs Friday, November 1st through Sunday, November 10th in New Braunfels. For more information, visit worstfest.com.
This is Tom Hilde asking you to vote for Mike Sutherland to be our next mayor. Under Mike's leadership, citizens' needs and concerns will be heard and receive prompt attention and action. People first is his governing philosophy, which he demonstrated repeatedly during his 6 years as councilman at large. Mike is dedicated to smart and cost-effective growth and improving city amenities across the board. A vote for Mike is a vote for a brighter, Brian future.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for your forecast, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
Lots of moist air headed our way from Mexico. We'll see considerable cloudiness today with the risk of a shower. High temperatures today, they're going to be up to about 85. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be near 70. Scattered showers, thunderstorms are possible again tomorrow. We're up around 85. The moist flow continues into tomorrow night. Scattered showers, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, there is a ton of Aggie athletics going on this weekend, including a little matchup on the gridiron against Vanderbilt. Dallas and Detroit squared off in an NFL matchup yesterday. Houston had a bye. And the World Series Game 4 ended just as weird or strangely maybe as Game 3 did. I'll let you know all about it coming up in sports.
Thanks, Zach. By the way, it is 65 degrees. And here's some interesting stuff for you. We're going to play yay or nay. Okay?
Yay.
For the World Series. Okay. Since the first modern World Series in 1903, the World Series has never been canceled. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Nay.
Canceled in 1994. The season ended because the players were on strike.
Oh, duh. Man, I thought
all
I was
right, going, sports okay. Boy.
It's okay. And I like baseball.
Baseball's my thing, though. I mean, it's okay.
All right. Only two current major league teams have never played in the World Series. Yay or nay?
Yay.
I'm sorry. Ask it again.
Only two current major league teams have never played in the World Series. Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay.
You sound so confident, Kat.
I'm not confident.
Yes,
up to that.
That is correct.
Oh, well.
Mariners.
I knew that all the time.
Right,
I
was Seattle? Just,
that is correct. Very good.
And is it a National League team or American League team?
I don't think Astros have ever played.
No, they have.
No, they've been to the World Series.
They went to the World Series.
Really?
They just didn't win a game.
Washington Nationals.
Right.
Really?
Okay.
Before World Series rings were given, players got pocket watches. Yay or nay?
Ooh. Wow. I'll guess yay, but I don't know.
Nay.
Yes.
Ah.
The first rings were given out, 1922.
Just seemed like a classy kind of thing.
It became the norm in 26. Up until then, pocket watches.
I would rather take a pocket watch, maybe.
I think I would, too.
That'd be pretty classy.
The New York Yankees have lost more World Series than any other team.
Yay.
I think I'll also go with yay.
Only because they've been to more World Series than anybody else. Yankees have won it 27 times and lost it 13 times, which are both records. Anyone hazard a guess at who came in second?
Oh, who came in second for losses?
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals.
St. Louis Redbirds.
Okay. That one. Yeah.
11 World Series titles. Oakland A's are 9. And I want to say Boston is tied for 4th.
This is me saying Astros will make it before I die. They better make it. Listen up, Astros.
You better live a long time.
You got to give it at least 4 years.
All my Astros fans or buddies are like, yeah, man, we've got the best minor league system in the MLB.
No, St. Louis does.
You know, and I'm like, well, they should call them up, you know.
The Yankees don't have to worry about it because the Yankees just buy players.
They just buy 35-year-old 10-time All-Stars and anyways.
And Zach, I know you're relatively new to the show. You don't get to do it very often. We generally do a thing called Crazy in Florida.
Right. Yeah.
I have Crazy in Georgia.
Well, hey.
Around the same part of the nation.
It's close enough that the guy who did this may be from Florida, so we'll just go with that. It's amazing how brave and selfless some people can be when there's a house fire. You hear stories about people rushing into burning buildings to save stuff. But shortly after he made his way out, Walter, the hero, decided to rush back into the burning building to get his beer.
Aww.
Not the family photos, his beer. Several cans of Bud Light from the fridge He walks with a cane. The man's slightly disabled. Went back into a burning building for beer.
Wait a minute. He's disabled physically or mentally? Or both?
Now, if he has a cane, I was thinking he meant physically disabled.
But as he went back in for the beer, alcohol may have been involved.
Was he okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a party foul.
Well, at least you know what? At least he's clear what he values.
He ended up explaining to the local news that he took charge and asked other adults to make sure the kids were okay, then ran back in because, quote, and this isn't funny, but being an alcoholic, I was trying to get my beer out.
Well, he was probably thirsty. Fires are pretty dry and crackly. Just saying.
House fire work up a powerful thirst. In Georgia.
Anyway. Wow.
Was this guy like elderly or he had?
Judging by the picture, you know, maybe 55, 60.
Really?
We'll say 55-ish.
Walter's headed to AA, I think, sometime soon. That's not good.
It is unfortunate, but for heaven's sakes. From Scotland.
Yeah?
Earlier in the year, a school bus driver in Dundee was on his route when he had a psychic premonition. It was a mix of the movies from Speed and Final Destination.
Uh-oh.
Because his vision was something bad was going to happen if he stopped the bus. So he blew stop signs, leaving several kids stranded without a ride to school.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
School district ended up letting him go, of course, freeing up his opportunities. But the bus driver wasn't just let go. So he was right. Something bad did happen.
Oh, wow.
But he plans on appealing the firing because of the premonition.
So he was just like, I can't stop this here bus with the little kids off. I got to keep driving it.
Well, that's a good accent.
Yeah, well, I try.
Sometimes you do. I mean, haven't you ever had like a freaky feeling and then you are more cautious and then something bad really did turn out to happen?
Well, yeah, but that usually involves pizza just before bed.
Oh, my God.
Bad news bears on that one.
I'm just saying. It is 7:23. Today we're topping out at 84 with partly cloudy skies. It's 65 here at WTAW. Hope you're having a great morning so far.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs. Whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
At first sign of a cold, many people reach for vitamin C. Did you know that vitamin C was first recommended for treating the common cold in the 1970s? Since then, researchers have found that using vitamin C to prevent a cold is inconsistent and generally ineffective for treating a cold. However, vitamin C is an essential vitamin and antioxidant used to form collagen and maintain bones, muscles, and blood vessels. You can find your best source to be in oranges and citrus fruits. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett, and this Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as the Home Care Elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. Remember, it's your health. It's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. My name is Kevin O'Connor. Let's check your forecast.
Cloudiness will be moving across the area the next several days. It's coming up out of Mexico. That moist air could set off scattered showers or a thunderstorm today. Highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows overnight near 70. Tomorrow we'll have clouds. We could have a shower or a storm, 85. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms possible, 65 to 70. More showers and storms on Wednesday, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 65 and 727 at WTAW. Rush Limbaugh brought to you by Jason Bianski.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Attendees at a Washington conference had to be blown away by what an Army general told them, and you probably will be too. General Ray Odierno told the gathering that in the last 6 months, the U.S. Army hasn't conducted any training. Investors Business Daily ran the story, and you heard me right. For the last half year, the Army has conducted zero training missions, and that's not all. The Army has only two combat-ready brigades. That's less than a third the number experts say is necessary to maintain proper national security. The general also revealed disturbing news about troops in Afghanistan. Despite the ever-present threat of attack, troops now shipping out to Afghanistan have not been trained to conduct combat missions, only to assist Afghan troops. Barack Obama has ordered drastic military budget cuts, supposedly to meet sequester obligations. Equipment purchases and updating have faltered on his watch. At the same time, hundreds of millions of dollars have been wasted on this Obamacare website, not to mention the tens of millions Obama spent lining the pockets of union and community activist buddies hired as navigators for Obamacare. $700 billion for infrastructure repairs that never happened under the Porculus bill, and the hundreds of billions more that were wasted on Obama's green energy projects with bankrupt companies like Solyndra. The military is suffering intentionally. National security is vulnerable, and Obama has 3 years left to inflict even more damage on the country.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, are you having trouble getting to sleep? Would you like to know the secret to getting a great night's sleep every night? Bruce Feeney discovered this secret, a new, all-natural sleep aid for men. Listen to what he says about it.
Hey, you know, I tried a product recently called Love to Sleep. It was a great product, helped me a lot. Took 3 or 4 days for it to start working in my system, and I fell asleep very quickly and got up rested. And if I got up during the middle of the night, I ended up coming back to bed and fell right back to sleep. I would recommend it to all my friends.
If you, too, would love to get a good night's sleep every night and wake up feeling great in the morning, try Love to Sleep, the new sleep aid for men. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. And because Love to Sleep is all natural, it's completely safe, with no side effects or risk of dependency. Go to lovetosleep.com. That's lovetosleep.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station woman comes home to her apartment at 1 in the morning to find the door broken off its hinges and a man she doesn't know sitting in her living room. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the woman called 911 and was told to go to a secure location.
The subject is not cooperating. As far as the reasons, the connections to the area, the only address that he gave is from another county. So as for his reasons for being here, and what his motivation was at this point is unknown to us.
18-year-old Jacob Heckman of Rockdale was arrested for criminal trespassing, possessing marijuana, resisting arrest, and assaulting a policeman by scratching both arms of the officer, one arm so badly that it continued bleeding for more than 20 minutes. In another case, an anonymous tip led to the arrests of three former employees of the Hollister store in College Station. Detectives were told Lauren Camp O'Brien took $5,000 of merchandise, and she let Zachary Aldrich and Derek Mudd also steal. According to the arrest report, Aldrich said Camp was stealing because she was upset he did not get a reward for stopping the former manager from stealing. Investigators learned the thefts took place between April and August, and the trio returned about $4,000 of merchandise. A second man accused of murdering a Bryan drug dealer in his home nearly 2 years ago has entered a plea agreement. Originally charged with capital murder, 40-year-old Eugene Jenkins of Bryan was convicted of aggravated robbery. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. In August, a jury convicted Clifton Montgomery of College Station of capital murder, and he was sentenced to life. The victim, 18-year-old Raymond Cavazos, fired the first shot during the altercation while his girlfriend hid in a closet and her three children, ages 4, 2, and 10 months, were in a bedroom. Jenkins and Montgomery then took off with Cavazos' gun, along with his drugs and money. College Station will regulate pedal-pushing cabbies the same as those in vehicles. Debate included whether to set a maximum charge. Julie Schultz says that wasn't a problem for an operation she visited with. James Benham did not want a cap.
He might have a problem in 2 years when we haven't indexed the rate, and then he has a rate maximization, and then the next council doesn't want to come back and increase the rate and look like the bad guys for charging people more for pedicab rides on the way to an Auburn football game when they come back here.
After about 30 minutes of discussion, Blanche Brick was ready to move on.
This is taking longer than most pedicab rides. Why to get this done?
The council approved 14 pages of regulations. There's no price cap, and pedicab operators will not be required to return lost property left behind by riders. Federal assistance is being sought by opponents to Union Pacific Railroad's plan for a $200 million rail yard in Mumford. Kathleen Hubbard with the Brazos River Bottom Alliance says a request before the Surface Transportation Board to review the environmental, regulatory, and land use concerns is in addition to joining two other groups also opposed to eminent domain laws.
We are locking arms with Julia Trigg Crawford, and she is the lady who lives in Lamar County and has been fighting the Keystone Pipeline. And we're also locking arms with the League of Independent Voters. And what we want to do is we want to educate the citizens of Texas about the problems with the current eminent domain laws.
UP spokesman Mark Davis says they have not seen the petition and they are still studying design details of the rail yard.
I know they're still in what we refer to as the beginning stages of consideration or design work. Literally from a time of when there's the need of the facility announced to when even actual the first dirt is turned.
Hubbard says the STB has jurisdiction when the construction of new rail lines serves new industries and markets, which she says UP is doing with hydraulic fracking and the expanding coal export business. There will be one new member of the College Station School Board. Three are seeking the vacancy created with the retirement of Garland Watson. All were asked in a recent forum about what they thought was the most important issue facing CSISD.
If the bond election that's on the current election passes, that will be elementary school number nine. Before the end of the decade, there's also projected to need an intermediate school and a middle school and another elementary school.
Ben Roper says that's how to deal with the growth of the district and how to pay for it. Meanwhile, Michael Wesson says the district has to address demographic and socioeconomic changes.
We really don't have a lot of technical skills and training and things like that. And I think that we're going to have to face some big long-term decisions about how we move forward and what's our vision of the future, both for kids who want to go into higher education and those kids who perhaps don't want to do that.
John Fedora says the district has to be aware of where to place future schools.
You're bordered to the east by Bryan, by the south by Navasota, and then you can only go so far to the west. So I think you're really going to have to take a look at where you're going to go and be very particular about where you pick and what sites you pick and what money you spend on property that you plan on developing at a certain time.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from everyone who participated in the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. WTOW News Time is 7:35 at 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by bcsrealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at wtaw.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 736. My name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia. And if you're looking for something to do with the kiddos, might I suggest Suddenlink Technologies. They've got some great stuff. As a matter of fact, you can get free access to Suddenlink To Go, live local customer service to keep you on time, online all the time. They're right there on 29th Street. So if you have any problems, they've got a local call center based in Texas as well. You get a 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee. And Suddenlink's Total Home is ready to connect your family and home like never before, including TiVo Anyroom, DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, Suddenlink safeguards, and so much more. So much more like... How about VOD, Videos on Demand? Tomorrow, Monsters University. That's the slug about the little kid I'm telling you about. If they haven't seen it or they want to see it again, because all kids want to watch movies more than once, you can get it on Video on Demand, and that is next to nothing. 10,000-plus titles available. A lot of them are for free. TV, movies, and more. Suddenlink has it all. A true bundle that satellite just cannot do. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. If you switch to the Suddenlink bundle, which is the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet and home phone for just $90 a month, you're going to be all hooked up. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Call 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866. And now signing up online is even easier than before with their brand new revamped website at suddenlink.com.
Don't miss the Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival on November 2nd. Celebrate local culture with Jeff Carroll of Legendary Texas. Enjoy wine tasting, meet local artists, attend a Q&A with the orchard manager, and be sure to stop by Chef Tay's Mobile Bistro for some gourmet food. Plus, orchard tours all day, activities for kiddos, prizes, and other family fun. Admission is free all day starting at 9 a.m. So head to the Harvest Festival on November 2nd at Royalty Pecan Farms on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Get details at Royalty.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is 7:38, 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Let's check the numbers in the forecast.
Lots of moist air headed our way from Mexico. We'll see considerable cloudiness today with the risk of a shower. High temperatures today, they're going to be up to about 85. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be near 70. Scattered showers, thunderstorms are possible again tomorrow. We're up around 85. The moist flow continues into tomorrow night. Scattered showers, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW coming up in sports. The Aggies retake the field after suffering that horrible upset loss to Auburn a couple of weeks ago. Dallas takes on Detroit in Detroit, looking to take a firm grasp of the NFC East. And the Boston Red Sox and St. Louis Cardinals face off in game four of the World Series last night. I'll tell you about it all coming up in sports.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. 65 degrees now. It's 7:39 at WTAW. Some completely random facts about nature. You can use these to impress your friends when you're hanging out at the water cooler or whatever. What is the thing you think of when you think of a lion tamer?
Ooh. Scratches?
Funny pants.
Then you're doing it wrong, Kat.
Oh.
And a whip.
See, that's my first thought. Or the chair, right?
Right.
Lion tamers use chairs because lions are wired to focus on one thing and attack. So the four legs on the chair throw them off balance. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that works on cats.
I don't know, but I'd like a report tomorrow.
Experiment, yes.
Broccoli is man-made.
What?
It's the result of Italian farmers more than 2,000 years ago carefully breeding different types of wild cabbage.
Interesting.
Hippopotamus milk is bright pink.
Really?
That's weird.
Isn't that
Why?
Weird?
Why? Why is it pink?
Hippopotamus milk is bright pink.
It's because they have Pepto-Bismol.
My guess is it's from the algae or whatever they're eating, because that's generally
wow,
what happens.
Wow, that's fascinating.
How did who got close enough to a hippo
to
find
this
out?
Who milked a hippopotamus?
Exactly. Hummingbirds have metabolisms that are so fast, they have to put themselves into a state of hibernation at night, or they'd starve to death in their sleep.
Hmm.
Pineapple has protein that degrades meat, including human meat. People who work in pineapple processing plants lose their fingernails over time from hanging onto the pineapple so often.
Oh. Boo.
Isn't that weird?
Because they're so acidic? Or
yeah, I guess so.
Ew.
Thought it was just because of like the barbs, like the pointy.
Nope. It's the proteins within the pineapple that break down.
That's true. You can use pineapple or
lemon to cook fish.
Mm-hmm. Mango, you use it to as a meat tenderizer, mm-hmm. but boo, I never thought about workers' hands.
A blue whale's heart is the size of a VW.
Wow.
That's why they're always so nice.
And this one's called a love bug? It's the size of a blue whale's
heart?
Oh,
well, sure. Why not?
That's so sweet.
And finally, and this one I actually knew, but how many times have you been outside and somebody goes, it's going to rain. I smell rain.
I don't know. Usually it's you going, oh, I feel it in my body.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
My hips not feeling as well.
Kevin's basically Storm from, you know, the X-Men.
I got this bazooka to keep the kids from playing in the yard. Anyway, you don't actually smell the rain when it's coming. The moisture that's in the air just heightens your sense of smell because the membranes in your nose get wet. So smelling cement, grass, and plants, that's why you also smell more, like the soap in the shower when it's wet is considerably more offensive or, you know, pleasant to your olfactory senses because it's wet. When it dries out, it doesn't have the same smell.
Weird.
Here's one for you. One of my all-time favorite movies of all time ever, 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 and one of the best movies, in my opinion, ever, 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 ever. The King's Speech is true. And it also helped fix a kid in England. 16-year-old high school student worried he wouldn't get into college because he had a horrible stuttering problem, and public speaking accounts for 20% of his English final. So his English teacher tried a technique from the 2010 movie, The King's Speech, and it worked. He asked him to listen to music on an iPod while he tried to read out loud, sort of like what happens in the movie. And it worked almost immediately.
That's awesome.
The story was part of a documentary called Educating Yorkshire, which just aired in Britain.
Yorkshire's where I used to live.
Really?
Yes.
In the end, the student passed English, gave a speech in front of 200 classmates who were surprisingly supportive of a high school kid. Some of them even cried because he made it all the way through.
Oh my gosh, awesome. I would probably cry. That's really heartwarming.
Today he still stutters, but says it's 80% better than it was, and he is currently a junior in college.
That's awesome.
Any guess what he'd like to do when he grows up?
Movie making or linguistics? I don't know.
Close enough. He wants to be a teacher.
Awesome.
That's isn't that really cool? Cool. Yeah. Who knew you could actually learn something positive from a movie?
I watched Captain Phillips last night.
How was that?
I thought it was good, but the whole time I was thinking, if this crew was from Texas, those pirates never would have gotten on there.
Really?
Somebody would have been packing. I mean, you know, it's like they went to they had to man the
water cannons.
Yeah, the water cannons and stuff. It was, you know, and not one of them. There was a bunch of dudes on there. Not one of them had a gun. You know, and I was just like, if this boat was from Texas, it
this would have never been
game
an issue.
Over, buddy.
There was just a story about that. As a matter of fact, there's a professor in Colorado. Part of the procedure that they went through in Colorado impeach isn't the right word, but they went to the ballot box and changed government pretty much in Colorado. One of the reasons was University of Colorado was going against a state law that allowed concealed carry. And so they went in and voted it in. And this one professor got up and said, you know, if someone brings the gun into my class, I will not teach this class.
Mm.
And my first thought is, I'm bringing a gun to class and getting a walk every day I haven't done my homework.
There you go.
Hey, professor, beat the system. Professor such and such, I'm packing. So it's like when Rev barks, I guess when I bring the gun, everybody gets to go home.
I bet Professor such and such would be happy if there was an armed gunman on campus and one of his students had a gun.
See,
just saying.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly, but a majority of the time on that, they would say, no, I think that things would come to their natural end.
It's Colorado. They're
the natural end is usually someone that was good had a gun and made them stop.
Well, or it comes to someone's unnatural end, unfortunately. It is 7:46, partly cloudy skies today. We're looking at 84 for the high. Just a slight chance of rain like today, tonight, and tomorrow. Cloudy tonight, off to 68. Much the same for us tomorrow. A little warmer, though. Partly cloudy yet again, and 86 for our high. Winds out of the south-southeast today from 10 to 20, and we do pick up a slight chance of rain, like 60% chance of rain for us on Wednesday. It is 65 at WTAW. Let's focus on the family, brought to us by Child's Dermatology.
Do you feel like your teenagers rely on you too much to solve their problems? If you want to change that, you've got to let them deal with their own monkeys. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In his business article, Who's Got the Monkey?, William Onken described problems as monkeys on a person's back. He warned leaders to be wary of staff members who come to them with problems and no suggestions for solutions. It leaves managers dealing with other people's monkeys and robs employees of the opportunity to grow in their decision-making abilities. There's a truth here for parents as well. Teens often expect their folks to take care of their monkeys. In other words, to solve the teens' problems for them. And many parents try, but they may be cheating their child out of an opportunity to learn how to think through challenging circumstances to find solutions. So next time your teen faces a problem that's within their ability to resolve, try this. Have them pose three solutions. When you discuss their choices later, feel free to offer your opinion. But when possible, let your teen decide how they'll handle things. Some issues may be too serious to leave to your children, of course, so parents should take the lead in addressing those problems. But most of the time, your teen will benefit from learning how to deal with their own monkeys. For more information on helping your child improve their problem-solving skills, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Child's Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair. At Child's Dermatology, call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215.
405 for all the details.
Well, it's only taking me a little bit to get back into the saddle. I've managed to iron out all the bugs except for Zach's and da-da-da-da. Here's your sports intro.
Is that my dun-da-da-da?
Okay. Yeah, it is. I've managed to find cats. I just can't find yours.
And away for sports. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Words & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Starting things off with some high school football scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated topped Oak Ridge 41-23. Bryan fell to the Woodlands at home 21-14. Rudder was ousted by Willis 44-14, and Navasota topped Rockdale 42-21. Browning outplayed St. Joseph, beat Shiner St. Paul in a shootout 75-50, and College Station routed Westbury Christian 48-7. Johnny Manziel threw for 305 yards and four touchdowns in less than three quarters on Saturday as number 14 Texas A&M bounced back with a 56-24 victory over Vanderbilt. After injuring his shoulder the previous week against Auburn, it was questionable if Manziel would play against the Commodores, but in Johnny's mind, there was never any doubt.
Well, in my mind, I was always going to play, so it would take a lot to keep me off the field and away from these guys. They count on me, and they expect me to be there.
Another one of the big stories on the day was the Aggie defense, which allowed only 24 points after giving up more than 30 in the last three games. Here's Coach Sumlin.
From a confidence standpoint, that's got to help our young guys and the number of turns that they got. And not only just playing, but having some success, particularly in the second half.
The win improves the Aggies at 6-2 on the season and 3-2 in SEC play. They also jump up from number 16 to number 12 in the BCS standings. You can check out the full BCS standings on our website, WTAW.com. The Texas A&M soccer team dropped a 2-0 decision to the number 7 Florida Gators yesterday afternoon at Presley Stadium. With the result, Florida and Texas A&M now share the top spot in the SEC standings at 8-2-0 league ledgers. The squads have one match remaining in the regular season, and the Aggies will wrap up the regular season on Thursday when they host the LSU Tigers in a 7 p.m. contest at Ellis Field. Aggie volleyball was unable to hand number 11 Missouri its first loss of the season as the Tigers won their school record 25th consecutive win yesterday afternoon at Reed Arena. The loss overshadowed another spectacular performance by Aggie middle blocker Shelby Sullivan, who led all players with 16 kills, tying her career high. The 11-9 Maroon and White returned to Reed Arena next Sunday to play host to 5th-ranked Florida. Well, it looked like it was in the bag after being held to only 10 points in the first half. The Dallas Cowboys exploded in the second, scoring 20 points to take a 30-24 lead over the Detroit Lions with just over a minute left. But apparently, that was too much time for Matthew Stafford and company.
The Lions will have to clock the ball. Stafford gets the offense in position. Kills. He dives in for the touchdown. Did he get it? Yes, sir, he did! Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
The Cowboys would try to pull off a Stanford Cal play on the ensuing kickoff, but to no avail as they fell to Detroit 31-30. The Dallas D collected 5 turnovers on the day, but still allowed 629 yards of total offense, 329 of those to Lions receiver Calvin Johnson. The boys still remain in first place in the NFC East at 4-4 and will return home next week to host the Minnesota Vikings. After seeing Game 3 of the World Series end in a weird finish with a walk-off interference call, it only stood to reason that Game 4 would end strangely as well.
When you put your guts out there for 3 hours.
Excuse me, that's the wrong. There we go.
This game is over. O'Hara picks off Colton Wong, and the Red Sox win it 4-2.
Boston's Johnny Gomes backed a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the sixth as the Sox tied the series with the Cardinals at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is set for tonight in St. Louis with Game 1 starters John Lester and Adam Wainwright taking the mound for the Red Sox and Cardinals, respectively. First pitch is at 7:07 on Fox. And don't forget, the 3-4 St. Louis Rams will host the 6-1 Seattle Seahawks tonight in a matchup of NFC West foes. Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Men, did you know that low levels of testosterone can cause heart disease, diabetes, low sex drive? To avoid these dangerous conditions, schedule a free testosterone consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the experts.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:55. Kevin O'Connor in for Scott DeLucia. And I want to tell you about my friends at Zweiker & Associates. I've been talking about them on the radio for a very long time. And one of the reasons I do it is, well, one, I know them. And two, I've thought so much of their services. I've used them two times. They helped me sell my father's house. And then they helped me buy the new home that I'm in. And they make the process so easy. With dyslexia, numbers and page after page after page just gets muddled for me. It really is quite difficult for me to just wade through that much stuff. But at Zweiker & Associates, they simplify the process so much, and they make it so easy that it's the way to go if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Right now is the opportune time, apparently, if you are a seller, and they can help you get your home on the market. They've got an architectural photographer, which, trust me, makes a tremendous difference, because when the house is shot with somebody that really knows what they're doing, you look at your house and think, you know, maybe I'm going to hang on to this, because it really does show the house in just the best light. They'll take five or six exposures of the same picture and blend those all together so you get just the right amount of light inside, and it looks absolutely incredible. So if you're looking to stand out from the rest, at least in my humble opine, you can do that by going to ZARealestate.com. Again, that's ZARealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, your weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix the foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. To learn more, about the Anchor Advantage, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's your forecast.
Cloudiness will be moving across the area the next several days. It's coming up out of Mexico. That moist air could set off scattered showers or a thunderstorm today. Highs near 85. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows overnight near 70. Tomorrow we'll have clouds. We could have a shower or a storm. 85. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms possible. 65 to 70. More showers and storms on Wednesday. High of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 6:25 as we speak, or I'm sorry, 6:25. I have no idea where that came from. It is 7:58. KO sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking a little time off with Kat, and also Zach, who's usually our afternoon guy.
Yeah. Good morning.
Waking up in the morning.
So, are you dying yet?
No, not yet. I'm still on that. Kind of a wake up high, I guess.
That adrenaline.
Yeah, there you go. I was just so excited to be here. So we're.
Oh, stop it.
We're carrying it over.
Just stop it.
He's basically in the cool kids club now.
Yeah,
he's
there you go.
He's been on the Infomaniacs.
You're counting us as the cool kids?
Yeah, I mean, who gets up this early? We're kind of like the Navy SEALs of the radio world.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's my personal opinion.
That escalated quickly, didn't it?
We have to tell ourselves something.
Well, if that makes you feel better, absolutely.
We are the